As of Monday night's Tulsa Public Schools board meeting, 10 out of 221 pre-K and kindergarten classes that returned in person last week had been moved to distance learning because of COVID-19 exposure. Deputy Superintendent Paula Shannon says all of those exposures happened outside of schools and because a student came into contact with or lives with an adult who tested positive.
Our adult behaviors matter mightily. If we want our kids in school and we want this to go away, we have to do hard things, like not hang out together, not see those friends who we think it's okay to see, like say, I can't see my family right now, even though I really want to.
While TPS first through third graders returned to classrooms this week, Tulsa County is in the State Department of Education's red zone for new cases, more than 50 per 100,000 population. That level recommends districts confer with health officials about closing schools. Superintendent Dr. Deborah Gist says TPS has sought the Tulsa Health Department's guidance on safety measures, and she's ready to act if things quickly get worse.
If that's the case, if I got different advice from the health professionals, I would immediately, and I have the authority, to make a change.
TPS officials plan for pre-K through third grade classes to continue in person this week, though the board plans to convene for a special meeting to review COVID data and take potential action. TPS also has four athletics teams in quarantine at the moment. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.